This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. M-Pesa, the largest mobile money service in Eastern Africa with 20 million users, has been a pioneer in bill payment and lending, but problems have arisen with 500,000 individuals banned by the credit bureaus, unable to borrow. Part of this is because of a proliferation of 50 competing lenders and the loans mostly of only a few dollars and due within days. The impact of the new tax law on deductions is being felt in the nonprofit sector. A relatively small number of high-income people are responsible for an increasing share of charitable deductions. Compared with last year, the number of donors dropped 4.3%, while the value of donations increased 2.6% through September 30th, according to a study released by the Association of Fundraising Professionals. More than 90 Google employees have joined a petition protesting the company's plans to build a search engine that complies with China's online censorship regime. Pew Research Center put the number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. at 10.7 million in 2016, down from a peak of 12.2 million in 2007. Once an environmental protest movement in Germany, the Green Party is now the second most popular party in the country, lagging behind the conservatives by only a few percentage points. Polls show, among women, it is already number one. Women face the greatest danger in their own homes, according to a new report on homicides around the world by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. More than half of all female homicide victims last year were killed by intimate partners or relatives, the report found. And efforts in some countries to stem such killings through new legal strategies and social programs have not yet made tangible progress, researchers concluded. With only one midterm race unsettled, it seems most white Americans, meaning non-Hispanic whites, will be represented by a Republican. At least two-thirds of black, Hispanic, or Asian Americans will be represented by a Democrat. 2 in 10 white Americans will be represented by a woman, and about 1 in 10 will be represented by a non-white person. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.